The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina, that Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen ve'amen.
Daf Chavav. Today's daf is being studied in the Nishmat Mor Zekeni, Yosef Ben Tzara, Merat Zekeneti, Yefa Ben Tzara, and the Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther, Hashem, Tenihem Began Eden, Amen. We begin today's daf on Chaf He Amud Bet, and we are starting 1, 2, 3, 4 lines from the bottom. The Gemara begins, V'tehe Shen V'regel Hayav B'reshut Rabbim Mikal V'Homer. We know that Shen V'regel, based on what we know already, is only Hayav in Reshut HaNizak. So the Gemara is saying, let us add to say that Shen V'regel should be Hayav even in the public domain from a Kal V'Homer. What's the Kal V'Homer? Uma kerem shebirshut hanizak eno mishalem ela hatzi nezek. Rishut rabim hayevet shein veregel shebirshut hanizak mishalem nezek shalem eno din shebirshut rabim hayav. Which means, if keren in rishut hanizak pays hatzi nezek and rishut rabim is hayevet, Shen v'regel that pays full nezek in Reshut HaNizak, all the more so should be hayevet in Reshut HaRabim, Kal v'Chomer from Keren. Again, Uma Keren that pays hatzi nezek in Reshut HaNizak, and Reshut HaRabim is hayevet, Shen v'regel that pays nezek shalem Reshut HaNizak, all the more so it should be hayevet. So the Gemara says, you're right, but we have a Gezer Ata Katuv, Amar Kera, Ubi'er B'ste Acher, ולא ברשות הרבים. Once you have a pasuk, you can't make a kal v'chomer that goes against a pasuk. The Torah says, הוא ביאר בשדה אחר. Only שדה אחר ולא ברשות הרבים. Gemara says, מידי כולי כאמרנן, פלגה כאמרנן. Right, which means, maybe the pasuk is saying, when it says, הוא ביאר בשדה אחר ולא ברשות הרבים, it means you don't pay full payment to the Reshut HaRabim. But maybe, Palga Kamrinan, maybe you'll pay Hatzi Nezek for Shen V'Regel in the Reshut HaRabim. So comes Gemara and says, just like Keren. Which means, who told you to learn the Pasuk extreme and say V'lo B'Reshut HaRabim at all? Maybe it means V'lo B'Reshut HaRabim Nezek Shalem, but you'll pay Hatzi Nezek in the Reshut HaRabim. Amar Kera V'Hasu Et Kaspo. By Keren it says, you will split the kesef, kaspo. Kaspo shel ze, velo kaspo shel acher. That says, kaspo, only keren, pays hatzi nezek, and not anything else. Gemara says, velo tehe shen v'regel hayevet b'reshut hanizak, ela hatzi nezek. Now we make another kal v'chomer. Different law. Let's say that shen v'regel in reshut hanizak should only pay hatzi nezek. Mikal v'chomer, mekerem. What's the kal v'chomer? Uma keren shebirshut hayabim, shebirshut harabim, hayevet birshut hanizak ena mishalemet ela hatzi nezek, shen v'regel shebirshut harabim petura, eno din shebirshut hanizak mishalem hatzi nezek. Which means, if keren that's hayevet in reshut harabim, and still in reshut hanizak, only pays hatzi nezek, shen v'regel that's petura birshut harabim, or the Mosul should only pay Hatzi Nezek in Reshut HaNizak. If something that's Hayevet in Reshut HaRabim, in Reshut HaNizak you only pay Hatzi, Keren. So Shen, that's Petura B'Reshut HaRabim, or the Mosul in Reshut HaNizak should only pay Hatzi. Gemara says, Amal Kera Yishalem. By Shen V'Regel, the Pasuk says, Metav Sadeo, Metav Karmo, Yishalem, Tashlumin Me'elya. We learn Gezrat HaKatuv, there has to be a full payment. Yes, Shalem, the teaches us it's Nezek Shalem. Velo tehe keren b'shut rabim hayav. Now go the other way. Let us say that keren in the shut rabim should not be hayav. Mikal v'homer, from another type of kal v'homer. Uma shen v'regel sh'b'shut ha'nizak nezek shalem. B'shut rabim petura, keren sh'b'shut ha'nizak hatzi nezek. Enodin sh'b'shut rabim petura. If shen v'regel in the shut ha'nizak pays full, and pays full, and in the shut rabim pays nothing, so therefore, kavahomer, keren that pays hatzi nezek in reshut hanizak, should pay nothing in reshut harabim. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Kera, yehetsun et hatzi nezek haluk, which means when it comes to the hatzi nezek, you split it. Lo b'reshut harabim velo b'reshut hayachid. Again, yehetsun en hatzi nezek haluk. Lo b'shut rabim ve lo b'shut. There's no difference. When the Torah said yehetsun, it means you split it hatzi nezek, and it did not make a chiluk between the shut yachid to the shut rabim. Meaning it's a gezerat katuf to teach me that keren pays hatzi nezek ben b'shut anizak ben b'shut rabim, from the word yehetsun, which means splitting it always, no matter where it damages. Now we go into another din, the din of kofir. Let's review the din of kofir. Kofir is a case over here where a person's animal killed somebody. The animal is a mu'ad, alright, and it killed. So the deen is, you kill the animal, and you also have to pay kofir. The owner of the animal has to pay a penalty of kofir, you know, to kapara for the dead person, for the person that his animal killed. That's an animal that was mazik, not mazik, an animal that was horeg, the owner pays kofir. It's a payment of money. An Adam HaMazik, however, a human that damages, or even a human that kills, does not pay kofir. So the Gemara is going to say, V'yehe Adam Hayav BeKofir MiKal VaHomer. We should mechayev a person to pay kofir from a Kal VaHomer. Uma Shor She'enu Hayav Ba'Arba'a Devarim. Hayav BeKofir. Adam She'Hayav Ba'Arba'a Devarim. Enu Din She'Hayav BeKofir. We have a law that when a person damages, he actually has to pay five payments. He has to pay nezek, damages. Then you have tsar, pain and suffering. Shevet is workers' compensation. Ripui is medical. And boshet is for the embarrassment, for the shame. But when an animal damages, there's only one payment, nezek. So therefore, I would make a kal vachomer. If an animal that damages, that doesn't have four of those payments, but pays kofir, Adam that's mazik, that has an additional four payments, all the more so it should pay kofir if Adam was killing somebody. Amar kera, kechol asher yushat alav. In the pasuk that talks about an animal killing, it says whatever bet din puts on him, alav velo al Adam. In this case, only of the shor that killed, and not on the Adam that killed. Gezerat tekatuf. Deyehe shor haya barba'a devarim b'kal v'chomer. Right, we should say that if a shor damages, it should be hayav ba'arba'a devarim. It's really hamisha devarim, but it's already hayav anyway in nezik. So the additional four items, a shor, if it damages, should be hayav the additional four payments from a kal vachomer. What's the kal vachomer? Uma adam she'eno hayav bekofer, hayav arba'a devarim, shor she'hayav bekofer, enodin she'hayav ba'arba'a devarim. For sure, pays kofir, for sure is hayav and kofir, correct? We go start from Adam. Adam that's patur in kofir, it's hayav barba devarim, or shor that is hayav and kofir if it kills. Well, the boss should pay arba devarim, amal kera, ish ba'amito, lelo shor ba'amito. That says, no, the only time you pay the five payments is ish ba'amito, where a man damages his fellow. However, velo shor ba'amito, not where an ox damages its fellow ox. So that's all gizrat the katuvs, and therefore the kavachomas that we made are not applicable to any of these cases. Now the Gemara begins with another question. Ibaya lehu. Gemara has a question like this. Regel shedarsa al gabet tinok bahaser al nizak mahu shetashalem kofir. Okay, regel, what's the regel? Regel is the animal walking. What's the principles of regel? Darko lilech ulazik. It's the derech for the animal to walk, and as it's walking, it damages. We also learned regel is hayav b'reshut hanizak. So an animal now went into the Reshut HaNizak and trampled, it was walking, and trampled over a tinuk, over a child, and killed a baby, Bar Minan. So the question is, does the owner have to pay kofir? Well, what's the question? Well, normally, kofir we found by kidin after it became a mu'ad, after it gored already three times. But you could argue that regel, even the first time, is considered a mu'ad, because it's the derech for it to do it, so therefore could be it pays kofir after the first time. Wouldn't you say maybe kidin is different, because kidin is kavanatol hazik. Kidin is intention to damage. We're here, it's not intention to damage, just walking in the normal way. So maybe there's no kofir in such a case. So how do you look at the regel that killed? So Yomara says, Mi amrinan, mi didavi akerin. Do you want to compare it to kerin and say, kerin kevan davar tre utlata zemne, kerin after it does it two or three times, urhehu, then it becomes a mu'ad, it's the derech, umishalem kofir, hachen amir loshena. Here too, even after the first time, it's considered a mu'ad, because regel is the derech for it to do that. Or maybe I say, no, kerin is different. The reason why it pays kofir is because it's kavanatol hazik. It's intentional to damage. Hai in kavanatol hazik. And this is not kavanatol hazik. It's just walking in its normal way. So that's the Gemara's question. Now the Gemara is going to spend some time trying to answer this question. Again, we're talking about regel that killed. In the Shuta Nizak, does the owner have to pay kofir? So Gemara begins, Tashema, come and listen. I'll bring you a braita. Hichnis shoro lachatzer ba'al bayit shelo birshut. A guy brought his ox into somebody else's property without permission. V'nagho le'ba'al bayit umit. And of course, what the ox do? It gored the owner of that field, and it killed him. Hashor b'skila. That's for sure. Whenever an ox kills somebody, the law of the ox is you have to put it to death, stone it. Ube'alav, and the owner, ben tam, ben mu'ad, mishalem, kofir shalem. Oh, the owner, whether the animal is a tam, or whether it is a mu'ad, the owner has to pay kofir divrei, Rabbi Tarfon. So comes Gemara and says, Kofir Shalem Betam the Rabbi Tarfon Minale. What does he hold? Where'd you get that from? We always know that Kofir is only paid after the animal is a Mu'ad. And here Rabbi Tarfon is saying a big Chadush, that the owner's got to pay the Kofir payment even in the Tam. Where did Rabbi Tarfon get this from? So it says, Lav Mishum de Sabar Lek Rabbi Yosei Agilili. He must hold like Rabbi Yosei Gilili. What does Rabbi Yosei Gilili say? The Amar Tam Mishalem Hatsi Kofir Bishut Rabbim. Oh, Rabbi Yosei Shita was just like there's a Kofir Shalem. So there's a concept of Hatsi Kofir, which means he holds. When do you pay full Kofir after the animal becomes a Mu'ad? However, if the animal is a Tam, just like this Hatsi Nezek by Tam, so this Hatsi Kofir also, if an animal kills, let's say, for the first time, that's his deen. That's his deen. Okay, like he pays Hatsi Nezek. Good. So comes the Gemara and says, okay, because we're going to see, could be the Shut HaNizak is worse. Could be Rabbi Yosei will say that in the Shuta Rabbim he pays Hatzin as Kofir, but in the Shuta Nizak, which is worse, because he went into trespassing on somebody else's property, maybe even pay full Kofir, like we'll see now Rabbi Tarfon says. The Gemara says, Umay tiram mikal vahomer meregel. Oh, and he learned it from a kal vahomer of regel. There's the proof. Alma ika kofir beregel. What is the kal vahomer from regel? Look at Rashi. You see that she dibura matril mikav vahomer miregel? It's like middle of the way down in that she. Ki hechi digamar lekeren tam le'inyan nezikin b'matnitin. Just like we learned in the Mishnah, that what? That we learned that keren b'rishut ha-nizak, Rabbi Tarfon learned to pay nezek shalem. Remember that kav v'chomer we made? We made a kav v'chomer keren t'shen v'regel. This is Rabbi Tarfon. Uma shen v'regel that b'rishut ha-rabbi mispatur in b'rishut ha-nizak is hayav keren that's hayav in b'rishut ha-rabim. Although also it should be hayav in b'rishut ha-nizak. That was the Mishnah. Rabbi Tarfon. V'hachi gamarla. מה השן ורגל שפיתורים ברשות רבים? לגמרי, ברשות הנזק, כופר שלם. Oh, here you go. And what שן ורגל? That what kills. In רשות הרבים is going to be פתור, but if it does it in the רשות הנזק, it pays full כופר. קרן שברשות הרבים חצי כופר כרבי יוסי גלילי, אין עודין שברשות הנזק כופר שלם? So you see the kav v'chomer that he made? He made a kav v'chomer keren from shen and regel, or namely regel. And I'll tell you the kav v'chomer again. If regel is patur b'reshut ha-rabim, if it kills, but if it killed in reshut ha-nizak, pays kofer shalem, keren, that in reshut ha-rabim, according to Rabbi Yosef, pays hatsi kofer, hold them also in reshut ha-nizak, it'll pay Kofer Shalem. And if we've proven our point, Regel Breshut HaNizak, that kills, pays Kofer. Based on this Kav HaHomer of Rabbi Tarfon. And if we've answered our question, so comes the Gemara and says, yeah, it's a very nice Kav HaHomer, it makes a lot of sense. Again, get the Kav HaHomer good. If regel b'reshut ha-rabim does not pay, if keren b'reshut ha-rabim, we'll start from regel. Uma regel that b'reshut ha-rabim is patur. B'reshut ha-nizak pays kofer shalem. Keren that pays hatzi kofer in reshut ha-rabim, or the most often damage the first time in reshut ha-nizak will pay kofer shalem. So you see, he used Regel's kofer to teach me a deal by keren, but that means that regel pays kofer b'reshut ha-nizak, answering the question. The Gemara says, wait, not so fast. Alma ika kofer b'regel Alma Rav Shimi min Harde'a. Rav Shimi from the Harde'a comes along and says, Tana Menizikin de regel maitila. Which is really, I'll tell you, you're wrong. There's no kofer in regel. And you learned the kav v'chomer wrong. What's the new kav v'chomer, Rashi? Menizikin de regel maitila. Udolam leka kofer beregel. Ve'aki gamar bitarfon. Ma regel. Shebeshut rim patur menizikin. Not from killing. Patur from damaging, b'reshut ha-nizak nezek shalem, keren sheb'reshut ha-rabim, hatzi kofer, kerbi yose gilili, en odin sheb'reshut ha-nizak kofer shalem. His kav ha-homer was nothing to do with a regel killing. Rabbi Tarfon's kav ha-homer was from a regel damaging. And we're learning damages to teach us kofer. And the kav ha-homer is like this. Umar regel b'reshut ha-rabim, if it damages. What's the deen? No. Umar regel b'reshut ha-rabim, if it damages, it's patur. B'reshut ha-nizak is nezek shalem. That's by damaging. Keren, that pays hatsi kofer, if it kills in b'reshut ha-rabim, or the mosa will pay kofer shalem, b'reshut ha-nizak. So then we have no ra'aya to teach me the deen of kofer by regel. We're not talking about a case where regel killed anybody. Our kav v'chomer is from the nizikin to kofer. And what if in nizikin regel is patur b'reshut ha-rabim and ha-chayav b'reshut ha-nizak, kofer of keren, which is hatsi in b'reshut ha-rabim, although also should be nezek kofer shalem in b'reshut ha-nizak. Who's talking about killing? We're never talking about regel of killing. If we have no idea to your question, our question was what if regel tramples a child, regel killing. So he said, oh, Rabbi Tavu made a kavahomer using kofar of regel. No. He used a kavahomer using nizikin of regel to teach me a din of kofar. That's a shimi min hardeaz, refutation of the Gemara's proof. So comes the Gemara and says, what do you mean? If that's the kavahomer makes no sense. Delifroch, you can refute this kavahomer and say, Mal nizikin deregel sheken yeshnan be'esh, which means I could argue and tell me, you want to tell me that if nizikin is hayav, surely kofir is hayav. It's not so. I'll show you that nizikin is more strict than kofir, and therefore just because you see nizikin, it's not necessarily that you're going to say kofir. Where do we see that? The nezik of ish, that if somebody damages by ish, so there is a payment, but there's no din kofir by ish. Sheken yeshno by ish, which means I'll show you that yesh nizikin legabe ish, even though if somebody kills by fire, there is no kofir. So therefore your kavahomer doesn't work. Your kavahomer is based on what? If in nizikin it's hayav, certainly. Kofir, not so. It's like saying ish tochiyah. I'll show you ish that's hayav in nizikin, but there is no kofir by the damage, or that somebody kills by fire, there is no kofir. So Gemara says, mitamun, which means, but you can bring it from Tamun. What's the law of Tamun? If something that is hidden in the field, that is uncovered, that is covered under the stalks of wheat, and somebody goes and damages, he's patur in that case, which is in the mitamun be'esh, you're patur from nizikin of Tamun. Rashi, mitamun, read that Rashi, shepatur be'esh, v'hayav beregel. Which means tamun of nizikin, don't bring me ish. Because ish, I'll tell you, regel has a stringency over ish. Ish is patur mitamun. Mashaken regel is hayav mitamun. Which means if a regel is walking, the animal is walking, and steps on something that was covered, doesn't matter, it's still going to be hayav. Umayti bahake. Now learn to cover homer like this. Mar regel shebishut rabin. Petura michlum. Right? And the regel b'shutam is patur on everything. Hayevet b'shut anizak afiru ala tamu nezek shalem. But b'shut anizak, if it steps on something that's covered, yehayav nezek shalem, kofir of the keren that pays hatsi kofir in b'shut anabim, or the mosul will pay kofir shalem in b'shut anizak. And don't bring me a question from ish, because I'll tell you, we're talking about over here a stringency that regel has over here over ish, that while it's hayav even on tamun. So the Gemara says, Ma le tamun sheken yeshno bebor. Oh, we know that tamun applies to bor. What does that mean? If let's say, Rashi, im haya gidi tamun besak u bemarzef, v'net galgel v'nafal lebor hayav. If let's say the gidi was wrapped up, tied up, right? And it fell into a board, it was covered, and it damages, so it's going to be hayav, which means the law of tamun is hayav in a board. Again, Rashi, shimaya gedi tamun besak. He had a gedi, it was in a bag, it was covered up or something like that, v'nit galgel, and it rolled, v'nafal lebor. It's going to be hayav, which means bor is hayav, even though it damaged something that is tamun. And therefore, what are you going to show? So I'm showing you that the nezek of bor is hayav even on tamun, and there's no kofir by bor. Meaning, if somebody dies in a bor, there is no kofir. So therefore, the nizikin are stronger than the kofir, so we have no kavahomer. So Gemara says, mikelim. Ah, don't bring me bor, because bor is patur on kelim. If kelim fall into a bor and the bor breaks the kelim, it's patur. But regel is chayav if it damages kedim. And therefore, uma leregel that in the shuter mispatur. But if it goes into the shuter nizak and steps on kelim that are tamun, is going to be hayab. So kofir b'shut arabim, which is hatsi, or the more so should be nezek shalem or kofir shalem. So malik kedim she yishnam ba'esh. I jumped the gun. I told you the answer. Malik kedim she yishnam ba'esh. So kelim apply to fire, which means if a fire goes out and damages kelim, it's going to be hayav in the damaging, but it's patur in kofir. So you cannot tell me if you hayav in nezek, you automatically hayav in kofir. Because we know esh is hayav in the damages of kelim, but it's not hayav if you killed somebody with fire. No, mikelim timunim. We're talking about the kelim that are covered, which is kelim timunim yirai, by regel is going to be hayav. Ma regel b'reshut arabim patur. But reshut anizak, if it stepped on kelim that are timunim, is going to be hayav nezek shalem. Oh, kofir b'reshut arabim, which is hatzi, or the moso b'reshut anizak will be kofir shalem. Oh, ma le kelim timunim sheyeshnam ba'adam. Oh, ma le kelim timunim, when it comes to kelim timunim, kelim that are, let's say you're hidden on the ground there, so hidden. She ishnam ba'adam. What does that mean, she ishnam ba'adam? That means a human being is chayav in his damages of kelim, correct? Adam is chayav on everything. So ma le kelim tim, or timunim for that matter as well. Kelim timunim she ishnam ba'adam. Oh, so therefore, you are trying to make a kalvachomer and say what? Ela lav shmamina mekofer deregel maitila alma ika kofer beregel. Which means when the Gemara came along and said that if a person is mazik, he's going to be hayav on kelim timunim. Masheenken, if Adam is mazik, he does not pay kofir. Oh, so therefore must be your only ra'aya is from a case of regel that actually killed. Now I'm going to repeat it outside. That was the words inside. Now we're going to say it outside so you can get a clarity of what was said here in the words that we just read. We're trying to solve one question over here. It's an easy question. Regel. Mishuta Nizak killed a baby. Okay. Does he have to pay kofir? What's the she'ela? Does he have to pay? What does kofir mean? Kofir is a payment that normally when an ox gores for the third time and kills somebody, so the owner has to pay kofir. It's a payment. So the question is, do you pay that by regel b'shut hanizak? But what's the she'ela over here? Well, I'll tell you the she'ela. Do you say that a keren only pays it when it's mu'ad? And the regel is considered mu'ad from the beginning. Therefore, it's a mu'ad that killed. Therefore, it makes sense it should be kofir, even after the first time. Or do you say maybe keren is different because keren is kavanatol hazik? Masheken regel is not kavanatol hazik. She'ela? Question mark. So comes the Rabbi Tarfon and says, or the Gemara comes and brings the Rabbi Tarfon, I'll prove it to you. I'll prove it to you that you hayav. You know why? Because the Rabbi Tarfon had a famous kavahomer in his pocket. What was his kavahomer? His kavahomer was as follows. He, first of all, holds like Rabbi Yosef. Let's put the facts on the table. Rabbi Yosef holds, just like there's a concept called kofir shalem, there's a concept called as well hatsi kofir. A tam that kills a shor that kills a shor, you pay half kofir. Okay, that's Rabbi Yosef shita. Based on Rabbi Yosef Shita, Rabbi Tarfon made a kavahomer. Again, what was he trying to prove? His purpose of the kavahomer was to prove to me that keren b'reshut hanizak will pay nez kofir shalem. And he brought the following kavahomer. He said, Uma shen v'shen. Uma regel. Let's go straight to regel. Leave shen. Uma regel. That if regel kills b'reshut arabim patur, correct? Patur. But if it kills even the first time in reshut anizak, pays kofir shalem. Keren, that pays hatsi kofir in the shuta rabim the first time. All the more so will pay kofir shalem if it kills b'shuta nizak. Very good, Rabbi Tarfon, you proved me kofir shalem b'shuta nizak by keren. Via what? Limud, regel. Which means for that kava omer to make sense, you teach me that regel as well, b'shuta nizak is chayav kofir shalem. That was his whole kava omer. And what? Regel, if it kills in the shuta rabim patur. But if it kills in the shuta nizak, kofir shalem, mishalem. Oh, right there, finger, here's your proof. Answer that question. Yes. Regel, b'shuta nizak, kofir shalem, mishalem. Thank you. That's the ra'ya from Rabbi Tarfon. Game over. Comes Rav Shimi min Hardea, and he says, Mechila, your Kava Homer, you learned this Kava Homer all wrong. You thought he's bringing you a Kava Homer from Regel that killed Bereshut HaNizak? No, that's not talking about that. He's talking about a Regel HaMazik, a Regel that caused damages. So right away, take away Kofir of Regel. We're not discussing Kofir of Regel, because in a damage, there is no Kofir. And what's your Kava Homer? Say it like this. Umar regel hamazik b'shut rabim klum but reshut anizak nezek shalem keren that pays kofir hatsi kofir b'shut rabim odom also will pay kofir shalem b'shut hanizak. So the kavahomer is from nezikin to kofir. That was the Rav Shimi's refutation of this kavahomer. It's not from regel that was memit, it was from regel that was mazik. Good. To that, the Gemara came along and said, oh, the lifroch, once already you're saying that, I'm going to break that kal vachomer. And the language of the Gemara was, mal nizakin de regel sheken yishnan be'esh. Which means, nizikin has astringency. What's the stringency of nizikin? Sheken yishnam ba'ish. If somebody's mazik via fire, does he have to pay? Yes. If the fire kills, is there kofir? No. Oh, so therefore, your whole kal vachomer was based on, if on nizikin, kal vachomer on kofir. Not so. I'll show you, you could have nizikin without kofir. Ish. So the Gemara comes along and says, mitamun. No. So adjust your kava homer. Adjust it, please. When we said regel hamazik, we meant regel hamazik in a tamun, whereby ish, there's no nizikin bichlal. Because tamun is not hayav in ish, is not hayav in tamun. So the kava homer was umar regel that damages in the reshut harabim tamun. Let's say is patur, but if it damages tamun in the reshut hanizak, hayav. And don't bring me ish, because ish is not hayav bichlal in this case over here. Oh, kofir pays hatsi reshut harabim, certainly will pay kofir shalem reshut hanizak. So the Gemara says, wait, ma'ale tamun sheken yeshno bebor. Right. You're bringing me from tamun. I'll show you a case where tamun is hayav. For example, bor hamazik is hayav in tamun. It's something that was covered, fell into a bor. And the bor damaged it. The owner of the bor is hayav. And we know there's no kofir by bor. Oh, so therefore, you're basis of your kava homer was what? That if there's nizikin, certainly there is kofir. Not so. You see, bor, which has nizikin of tamun, but does not pay kofir if it killed. So it comes together and says, no, mikelim. We're talking about over here vessels. Because legabe bor, you're not hayav on vessels. There's no nizikin on vessels when it comes to bor. Also, the kava homer is like this. And what a regel that went into the shuta rabim and damaged kelim patur. But if it damaged kelim in the shuta nizak, hayav, Kofed, a pays chatzi kofed by keren shudabim. Well, the most will pay kofed shalem b'shut hanizag. You must hold it. Ma lekelim sheyeshnam ba'esh. Oh, you're learning kelim? Go back to fire. Fire is hayav if it damages kelim, and there is no kofed. So therefore, just because she's telling me nizikin, is no proof that there is necessarily kofed. So the Gemara concludes mekelim timunim. Ah, we're talking about a combo. Kelim that were covered. So take board out of the picture, take ish out of the picture. So it's a mazik specifically by regim. And what? Uma regim b'shut rabim patur. But if it damaged kelim timunim b'shut nizak hayav kofer, the damage b'shut rabim. I mean, kofer kerem b'shut rabim. If it's hatzi kofer, if it killed all the ones who are paying kofer shalem. And don't bring me questions from this mazik and that mazik, because this is the only mazik. Estas doesn't apply to, Bordas doesn't apply to, it's Timunim Be'esh. So comes the Gemara and asks, oh, what do you have a problem? Malik Kelim Timunim Sheyeshnam Be'adam. And there's your refutation. What do you mean? Kelim Timunim, if Adam, a man comes and damages, Kelim Timunim, is he Hayav? Absolutely. By Adam and Mazik, you Hayav on all damages. Oh! And by Adam Mazik, or Adam, let's say, who kills, there is no kofir. So therefore you have no ra'ayah, just because you have Mazik, there's no ra'ayah that you have kofir. Ela must be that that wasn't the kalvahomer of Rabbi Tarfon. His kalvahomer was not from Nizikin to kofir. His kalvahomer must have been from Regel Sheharag. Oh, and the Kava Omer is like this. Ma regel sheharag birshut rabim patur mekofer. But if it was horeg birshut harabim, birshut anizak, hayab mekofer, keren the pays hatsi kofer in the shut rabim, certainly would pay kofer shalem. Also, therefore, we've proven our point that regel is indeed hayab. And if Shimi min Hardea, you tried to refute that. Kava Homer, your refutation, which you tried to say, oh, the Kava Homer is from Nizikin. It won't work out. Because I'll show you at the end of the day, you could have Nizikin without Kofir. So therefore, your Kava Homer, if this is Nizikin, certainly this Kofir doesn't work. Also, must be his Kava Homer is from Regel Sheharag. Uma Regel Sheharag Bershut Rabin Patur Mekofer. Sheharag Bershut Nizak. Hayab Mekofer Shalem. Check. Proof right there. Now we side point. Keren. The Pes Hatzi Kofer Bershut Rabin. So then Bershut Hanizak. So the proof is solid. Comes the Gemara and says, Alma Ika Kofer Begashma Minna. Amale Rav Hamed Iftil Ravina, Hakenamim Mistabra. Makes sense, the Ika Kofir Beregel. Makes sense that this Kofir Beregel kills Bishut Anizak. Why? Tisal Kadatak, Leka Kofir Beregel. Because if you want to say that there's no Kofir in the Regel. Betana, Menizikin de Regel, Maitila. And you want to go back like Rav Shimi said, Mendardea, that the whole Ayaf Kerim was from Nizikin of Regel, like we wanted to learn, Lifrok. Mal nizikin de regel sheken yeshnan beregel el alav shma mina mekofel de regel maiti la alma ika kofel beregel shma mina, which means that kav omer doesn't make sense from the inception, the way Rav Shimi wanted to say. What was Rav Shimi's raya? And what if regel that damaged pays, doesn't pay in the Shuta Rabim, but pays in the Shuta Nizak, Kerem, that pays Hatsi Kofir B'Shuta Rabim. But hold it. Once you bring it from Regel, Regel doesn't pay Kofir B'Shuta Rabim. So therefore, your whole Kadahomer, what were you even comparing Nezek to Kofir? Which means you're comparing apples to oranges. And that's what the Gemara is saying. Gemara is Hakinamim Mistabra. Makes sense. The Ika Kofir Beregel. The Isakadach Leka Kofir Beregel. If you're saying there's no Kofir in Regel, then Vetana Menizikin de Regel, and you were learning Kofir of Keren from Regel, the Zikin of Regel, I can argue, Lifruk Mal Menizikin de Regel, Shken Yishtan Beregel. Meaning he came of regal, applied to regal without kofir. And therefore your old kava homer of Rav Shimi that doesn't make sense in the beginning. Again, if you tell me there's no kofir by regal, let's go, not like the conclusion of the Gemara, let's say there's no kofir by regal. Okay, so what were we trying to prove? We're trying to prove that Keren Mirshut HaNizak pays kofir shalem. That's what Peter Ford was trying to prove. And what was his ra'ya, quote Rav Shimi? And what if on regal Mirshut HaRabim? Damages is patur, but if it damages in the shuta nizak at shalem, oh, so kofir of kerem, which is hatsi b'shuta rabim, certainly it'll be shalem b'shuta nizak. Hold it. What are you bringing? What are you bringing? There's no kofir by regel. What are you comparing the zikim to? You could only compare to me something that is shayach to kofir if you want to make a kavan. Who told you to compare me regel to kerem, where kerem is kofir and regel is not? Therefore, must be. Really, there is kofir beregel, and the kavah homer was as we said it. Good. Very good. Comes the next Mishnah. Adam mu'ad le'olam. Okay, Adam ha-mazik. Man that damages is mu'ad le'olam. Ben shogeg ben mezid, whether he does it on purpose, whether he does it by mistake. Ben Eir, whether he is awake. Ben Yashin, whether he's sleeping. Adam is always punished for his damages. Sima et en havero. If he blinded his friend's eye, v'shiber et hakelim, or he broke his friend's kelim, meshalem nezek shalem. Even if he did it by mistake, he still has to pay full damages. Katani, we learned, sima et en havero dumya v'shiber et hakelim. You're comparing the case of blinding the eye to breaking kelim. Ma atam nezek in arba'a devarim lo, which means we have a law that says you only pay the four payments if the person did it bimizid. Again, there's five payments, but nezek you always pay, so leave nezek. The other four payments are only if it was done on purpose. Just like when it comes to kelim, you only pay nezek. Oh, kelim is only one damage. There's no tsar, shevet, lipui, and boshet by kelim. Just like by kelim, when you break them bishogeg, you only pay nezek. Af simait en havero nezek in arba'a devarim lo. Exactly. When you blind somebody's eye by mistake, you're only going to pay nezek, and you're not going to pay the rest of the four payments. Like I told you, the only time you pay the five payments is when it is bimizid. So the Gemara is making a juxtaposition. Kelim is dumya de simait eno. Just like by kelim, you only make one payment of nezek. So to simait en havero bishogeg only makes one payment. So the Gemara goes one more step. Mina anemile. How do I know this? Which means, what is the source that if a person damages, he has to pay nizakim even if he does it bishogeg? How do you know that? Maybe if you do it bishogeg, maybe you're off the hook in totality. How do I know if Adama mazik bishogeg is indeed chayav to pay? Amar huskiya v'ken tana de b'huskiya amar kera pesa tachat pasa. We have a pasuk that teaches us na chayevo al shogeg kemezid v'ala ones keratzon. What is this pasuk talking about over here? This pasuk is talking about somebody that damaged. So the punishment of the person that damages petza tachat patza, wound for a wound. And we don't wound the guy who wounded. It means he has to monetarily compensate. But this pasuk is extra petza tachat patza, wound for a wound, because we have a pasuk already that teaches me this. She says petza tachat patza taprashi kray yeterahu. Oh, so the fact that it's extra teaches me not only a person that damages b'mezid has to pay, but even somebody that damages b'shogeg also has to pay. So Adam, get the rules. Adam mu'ad le'olam. Ben mezid ben shogeg. What do you mean? Hay mev'ele liten sa'ar b'mkom nezek. What do you mean? I need this pasuk over here for something else. I need this pasuk over here to teach me that if somebody damages b'mezid, he has to pay also tsa'ar. which you might have thought once you're paying nizik, you don't have to pay tsar also, which is a pain and suffering, kamash ma'alan, that you make the payment of tsar as well. And therefore, how do you know that if a person damages the trembis shogeg, that you pay nizik? I need this person for a different hadush to tell me that there's tsar, even when there is going to be a nizik payment. Kemar imken lichtov kera pesa bepasa. My pesa tahat pasa, the extra word tahat, shma minat tarti. That what? That number one, you teach me that when there's nezek, there's also a tzad, if you did a bemezid. And number two, to teach me b'shogeg, you pay nezek, because Adam mu'ad le'olam. Look at Rashi, Rashi says, b'mkom nezek, ta'afilu echad ika nezek, mishalem nami tzad. Why? Which means you might have thought that maybe when the Torah says sa'ar, you only pay sa'ar, pain and suffering, when there's no damage, when there's no nizik. Kegon keva'o b'shvud al sipona. For example, let's say you took a fire and you burned somebody's fingernail. There's no damage because the nail is still intact, but you caused them suffering. So I might have thought maybe the suffering payment is only in a place where there is no nizik. So Pesa Tahat Pasa teaches me, no, suffering is paid even when you're paying nezik. Don't think once I pay nezik, damages, I don't got to pay the suffering. No, you got to pay the pain, and you got to pay the suffering, and you got to pay the nezik. Good. So how do I know Shogeg pays nezik alone? Pesa Tahat Pasa to teach me two things. That what? That even when a person damages by mistake, he only will pay nezik, and you don't pay the other four payments. And I derech agav, we learned another hadush that with this tsar beli nezik, or better, with this nezik with tsar, you pay both. But that only would be in the case of mezid, of course. Because in the case of shogeg, you only pay nezik. That continues. Amar Rabba, haita even munachat lo beheko. A guy had a rock on his lap. Velo hekirba, he didn't realize he had it on his lap. Ve'amad ve'nafla. What happened? As he stood up, the rock fell and damaged somebody. Le'inyan nizakin hayav. Okay, as we know, the law is Adam mu'ad le'olam. And therefore, whether he did it on purpose, whether he did it by mistake, whether he did it by accident, therefore, he has to pay. So even though it was an accident, doesn't matter. Le'inyan nizak, he has to pay the damages. Le'inyan arba'ad devarim patur. As we learned previously in the Gemara, for the other four payments, Sa'ar, Shevet, Ripui, and Boshet, that's only when you bemezid. Since this case, he wasn't bemezid, it was by mistake, he is exempt from that payment. The Anyan Shabbat, now let's say he was actually carrying this rock in his pocket over the Shabbat, he didn't realize it was in his pocket. So the deen is, Melechet Machshevet Asra Torah. The Torah only is osir a melacha that you had intention to do a melacha. However, in this case, he didn't even intend to do a melacha. He didn't even know the rock was in his pocket. For example, what would be melechet machshevet? He intended to do a melacha, but he thought it was Tuesday. That would be a case of shogeg. Or he intended to do a melacha, but he didn't know that melacha is asur. That's considered already a melacha with machshavah to do the melacha. Here, however, when the guy is carrying this rock that's in his pocket, he doesn't even know there's a rock that he's even carrying. Therefore, the Inyan Shabbat is going to be patur from hatat, from the Qurban. The Inyan Galut, or let's say as he got up, the rock fell and killed somebody b'shogeg. So the deen is patur. He does not go to Galut. Why doesn't he go to Galut? Normally, if a person kills b'shogeg, he goes to Galut. So Rashi tells us patur, the gabe Galut ketiv makin nevesh b'shgaga. Velo mikni shegaga el ha'eka da'avi le'yidi'a mi'ikara. He learns that she, that by to go to Galut, you had to have a yidi'ah, at least in the beginning, what you were doing. And then you did it by mistake. Like the guy was chopping down the tree. Alright, he was chopping down the tree, he was doing something, but by mistake, the Gerzen went and flew off. Here, he didn't even intend anything. And therefore, there's no Galut in the case where he killed with this rock. It's not even considered a shogeg. Le'anyan eved, or let's say this rock fell on his eved and knocked out his tooth or knocked out his eye. Normally, if a person has an eved and he knocks out his tooth or his eye, he goes free. So in this case over here, let's say a guy got up and the rock fell on the eved. Does the eved go free or not? That's already machloket tanaim. Betanya, hare shaya rabbo rofe. Let's say the master was a doctor. Ve'amar lo, so the eved comes to the master and says, do me a favor. Kehol eini. Could you do me a favor? Put some medicine on my eye. Something's wrong with my eye. V'simeah, and in the interim, as he was trying to fix his eye, he blinded him. Hator li shinai. Do me a favor. Dig a little in my tooth. You know, help me out. He's a dentist, the Adon. V'pila, what happened? By mistake, he knocked his tooth out. Sihek be'adon. Even though he pulled a trick on the Adon, because that was his intention, to let him go, you know, do some work on him and get his eye to become blinded, and because he wants to go out free, the Yatzal Lechiru, doesn't matter. According to Tanna Kamma, even though it was unintentional, still, bottom line, he blinded him and he took his tooth out, he goes out free. Rabban Shimon Gamal Yed Omer, Vishihata. He says, no, the Pasuk says, Vishihata, Ad, Shiitkavin, Shahata. It has to be done with Kabbana. So that's the Ma'lokit in this case of the rock. In the rock case where it fell on the Eved and blinded him, Ma'lokit, Rashbag, and Tanakama, Kabbana or not Kabbana, does the Eved go out? Okay, that's case number one. Now we go to case number two. Hikir ba vishakha. Okay, he realized he had a rock in his pocket or on his lap, but then he forgot. Okay, that's the second case. Ve'amad v'naflam. Then he got up and it fell. Now we go back through all the cases again and we relearn. Again, because Adam mu'ad le'olam, therefore, I don't care, even if you were b'shogeg or honest or whatever it is, even though you didn't know, doesn't matter, you have to pay nizik. Because for the other four payments, you only pay them if you are nizid. In this case, you forgot. Le'inyan galut hayav. Oh, in this case over here, when it comes to galut, it's hayav, te'amar kera b'shkaga. Right? And what does Bishkaga teach me the way we learned? Mechlal dehavi le yidi'a. Ve'ahavi le yidi'a. He had a yidi'a initially. He knew that there was a rock in his pocket. He just forgot. So if it killed somebody, Bishkaga, indeed he will go to Galut. Le'anyan Shabbat patut. Because again, melechet mashevet. At the time that he did the melaka, he had no idea that he was doing a melaka because he had forgotten. Therefore, you're not chayav a korban chatat in that case. Le'anyan Eved. Back to the same machloket, plukta, the Rabban Shimon Gamliel, the Rabbanan. Same machloket, because at the time that it fell, he didn't have intention. Machloket, if it's automatic, or you have to dafka kavana vishihata, it has to be done derech hashchata. Third case, nitkaven lizrok shetayim, vizarak arba. Guy had a rock. His intention was to throw it 2 amot, but eventually it traveled 4 amot. Oh, so now we start again. Le'anyad. Nizakin Hayav. Because again, even though you were shogeg or honest, whatever you want to call it, doesn't matter. For Nizik, you always have to pay. The Yang Dali Dibarin Patur, because he wasn't Mizid. His intention was only to throw it 2 amot. It went 4 amot. So he wasn't Mizid, so he doesn't have to pay the 4 payments. The Anyan Shabbat, Melechit Mashevit Ba'inan. And therefore, since Melechit Mashevit was only for 2 amot, and you're not Hayav if you carry or throw something 2 amot, right? You only Hayav 4 amot, so therefore there's no Melechit Mashevit. He didn't intend to do a Melacha. Even though it went out of his control, went 4 amot, doesn't matter. He does not bring a Korban Chatat. Le Anyan Galut. Or, regarding Galut, 2 ways of learning over here. Asher Lot Sada Amar Rahmana. The Torah says, Asher Lot Sada, that what? He did not intend or aim to kill. Prat linitkaven lizrok shtayim vizarak arba. Prat to a guy that did intend to at least throw something. Now, does that mean he's hayav galut or patur from galut? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, le'anyan galut, hayav. Oh, so galut is hayav. Dichtiv, va'ashir lot sada, v'samti lekama komprat, denitkaven lezok shtayim v'zarak arba, she'enu betorat v'chi yazid ish. Which means, over here, he didn't aim to kill. He's not a mizid. He was b'shogeg. He was trying to go 2 and it went 4. So therefore, he's going to be hayav galut, because it's considered a shogeg case. Good? Mishna acharin al nashi, v'asher lo tzada prat lemitkaven, de patur megalut, ta'achi imasba shelo tzada shelo netkaven letzadet. Well, he didn't aim to throw. But this guy, at least he aimed to throw. And therefore, he's not considered a shogeg. Therefore, he's patur from galut. So there's 2 ways of learning. How do you look at this guy? Do you look at him as a shogeg because he really didn't intend for it to go as far as it went? Or do you say, bottom line, he intended to throw? That's more like close to mezid, and therefore he will be exempt from galut in that case. Anyway, the Gemara continues. Then, back to the same mahloket. Again, he threw it two, and it went to four, so it was unintentional when it knocked out the Eved's eye or tooth. Same machloket between the two rabbis. The fourth case, Ditkaven Lizrok Arba Vizarak Shmona. Oh, he intended to throw four, and it went eight, and it damaged somebody. There we go. Nizakin Hayav, because bottom line, Nizak is Hayav, even if it's done by mistake. Why? Because for Dalet Devarim, you have to be Davka a Mezid over. And here he wasn't Mezid. He only intended to throw four, and it damaged the guy at eight. So therefore, it was not Mezid. Therefore, does not have to pay the four payments. And Shabbat. Oh, however, when it comes to Shabbat, Be'omer kol makom shetirtze tanuach in. Which means, if the guy says, before he throws it, wherever it lands, I'm going to be happy, so then everybody's going to be Hayav Hatat. Because since his intention was for a melacha, he threw it for four. That's already a melacha. Even though it went eight, it doesn't matter. Because so long as he said, wherever it lands, I'm happy. So that's already considered a melacha. Ilo, lo. But if he didn't say, koma kom shetretse v'tanuach, shetanuach, then he's not going to be hayav hatat. Why? Look at Rashi. Hayav, sharei yeshkan melechet machshev dazarak arba. Avan nitkaven lizrok shtayim v'zarak arba. We intend, let's say, to throw two. In the last case, and he ended up going for. Even though he said wherever it lands, he's still patur. Why? Because bottom line, his intention was only to throw two. Happened to go for wherever it lands, but his intention for melacha was only two. Therefore, he patur in all cases. But in this case, when he says wherever it lands, I'm going to be, I'm happy. Oh, so therefore, if no intended to four, went to eight, it doesn't matter. But even if he didn't even have that in mind, if he didn't say koma kom to sit to know, and he intended to only throw 4 to 1 8, even in that case, it's going to be patur lenyan galut. Regarding to the galut situation, asher lo tzada prat lenitkaven lezok arba vezarak shmona, and therefore what is going to be hayav or patur? So it's going to be like what we said in the last case, which means whatever we said in the case of 2 and 4 will be the same deen in 4 and 8. Either you look at it as it's mezid, because the bottom line, the guy intended to throw, therefore there's no galut. Or do you say no, the guy intended to do only 4 and it went 8, so if he's really considered like a shogeg, therefore it'll be hayav galut. Same two pshatim that we said in the last case. Lenyan eved, again, lenyan eved, it's the same machloket between Plutad, the Rashbag, the Rabbanan, and the rabbis. Baruch Adonai Olam, amen, amen.